You don't eat. I bent and picked up my calico fur baby, nuzzling her under my chin, and she let out another annoyed meow. Listen, cat, you can stop your bitching right now. But she was having none of that, not until she was done meowing her entire temper tantrum. After dropping my keys and helmet onto the kitchen counter, I put throttle down and moved through my tiny apartment. When I had first started looking for my own place, I had been excited. I was getting away from my mother, so I was willing to take anything. To me, this place was as grand as Caesar's palace, mainly because it was mine. I was sure anyone would be happy to be away from my mother and her religious hell, fire, and brimstone lectures. 10 years later, though, the apartment was nothing but a claustrophobic space. It was still mine, though, and it was home. When I finally did move out of here, I was going to miss the sirens at all hours and not be able to sleep, kind of like New Yorkers when they go to the country or country people in the big city. By 7 o'clock, I was in cut-off jeans and a t-shirt and was curled up on my couch doing the one thing I'd never admit to doing, watching a Hallmark movie. This one always tore me up. It was about a woman who lost the love of her life when he went off to war and never returned home, and the last thing she'd given him was a homemade card. I'll never understand how Hallmark always knew just how to get you, but they did, each and every time, right there in the heart. They always made you ugly cry. I was in the middle of dabbing my eyes with the tissue that I clutched in my hands when my phone rang. Fumbling for the remote control, I turned down the volume before I answered. I'd never hear the end of it if anyone heard the mushy talk coming through the line. I was Leo. They expected me to be tough. Hello? Yo, what you doing? Hey, Soph. Not doing much, just watching Sons of Anarchy. Haven't you already seen every episode a gazillion times? Yeah, but Jax is hot. Are you crying? There's no crying over bike gangs. Nah, it is just one of the emotional episodes. Plus, I think that I'm getting my period. I'm feeling a little bit like a whiny, weak-ass bitch. Anyway, what can I do you for? I trailed my fingers through Throttle's soft fur. Her rumbling purr was soothing. I still can't get over the fact that you're crying while watching Sons. Yeah, it's the one where Opie dies. You have to admit it, even you cried at that one. I think everyone did. I just wanted to confirm that you were meeting us for lunch tomorrow. I promised that I'd help out. I'll be there. Don't worry, I'll tell the bride that you are being a good little bridesmaid and doing what you're told to do. I said in my most kid-like voice. Bite me. See you tomorrow. I hung up and grabbed the remote so I could turn my volume back up. Throttle purred, and I laid my head on a pillow as one movie ended and the next one began. I'd seen this one before, too. It was about a girl wanting a ring and a fortune teller. It took me back to when I was 14 years old, nervously waiting to get my fortune told. I remember that day well. You two stay together. Miss Costas had given her daughter Sophie and me each some money. My best friend and I had raced across the street, ran up the stairs, and pushed the large door open. A bell tingled and everything in the room looked smoky, but it didn't smell like smoke. Incense. Looking back, I knew that it had been incense.
Don't tell me. You two young ladies came to have your fortunes read, the woman sitting at the table said.
Sophie looked at me with big eyes, shocked that the woman had guessed correctly. But I wasn't buying it. Duh, this was a fortune teller shop and we were in Casadega, Florida. Why else would we have been there? The entire town was known for its mysterious things.
I'm Madame Avenir. Won't you have a seat?
She pointed to the two chairs across from her.
What would you like to know? Will you be rich? How old will you be when you get married? Let me see your hand.
If she was a fortune teller, shouldn't she already have known what we wanted? I stuck out my palm anyway, already skeptical as she ran her weathered fingers over it, turning my hand this way and that to get better light. Her voice got deeper and at the same time more voodoo guru.